Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We wanted to get an update on what is happening in Ukraine. We are joined this hour by Thembisa Fikude, who's a political analyst. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm okay. Thank you.
Good. The news over the weekend, absolutely devastating. What is the latest?
Well, nothing is new in terms of negotiations. Negotiations are still going on, but we're getting more and more reports of civilians being attacked and killed, including women and children, in various places. We're also hearing that the Russian army is now retreating as it was advancing towards Kyiv. And the suggestions are that they're going to be concentrating more on Donbas region, which is the region that has already been annexed, in inverted commas, by Russia after recognizing Luhansk and Donetsk as two separate states.
It's in terms of, I mean, where do we focus? Do we focus on what is actually happening strategically? Do we focus on the atrocities, the news coming out about civilians being killed? Where are we meant to look? What is our job at a time like this, do you think?
Well, I think our job is to put pressure wherever we can and wherever we are in terms of condemning what's happening in that part of the world and condemning Putin, because I know this has become commonplace talk that democracy is threatened, but it is threatened. And if Putin does succeed in what he's trying to do in Ukraine, who will stop others from doing the same? Who will stop China, for example, from going and annexing Taiwan? And who will stop these other despots around the world who've got similar ambitions from doing so? So it is actually for the benefit of all of us to ensure that we stop this bully and from advancing into Ukraine.
Yeah, and is it working at all? I mean, I know that we're seeing the oligarchs under pressure. I know we're seeing the Russian people under pressure. But are we seeing any signs that this might work?
I think it's working. I mean, Putin is almost done. He spent billions of rand trying to present Russia as a modern country. And all those efforts out the window, because now Russia, once again, is a pariah state and Putin himself is also a pariah. So the situation is not very good for Russians, and the Russia brand is almost gone out the window. Sporting tournaments, which would have attracted billions of rubles in terms of income for Russia, all gone, because the World Cup, which was meant to be hosted by Russia, is gone. Sanctions are going to start biting hard. Unfortunately, the innocent people of Russia are going to be feeling this pinch because of Putin's war. But he is going to feel the pinch, and he's sidelined by the entire world. Nobody wants to associate with him. And I'm not quite sure whether he sleeps quite comfortable at night, given that the entire world has decided to take a certain stance regarding him. The banking system is going to collapse. It's a matter of time. So it is biting. But I think what's more important and what people don't talk about is that Ukraine is actually now a member of NATO, whether we like it or not. I know that one of the objectives was to stop Ukraine from joining NATO, but if you really think about it, the amount of money and the weaponry and human resource that the Europeans and Americans and NATO has invested in Ukraine, that's not going to go back nor stopped. So what Putin has done, he has actually hastened the joining of Ukraine, of NATO becoming of Ukraine becoming part of NATO, because now you have a very overly militarized Ukraine. So it actually achieved the opposite to what the Russians were planning to do in Ukraine.
Why do you think that Putin got this so wrong?
Well, you know, hubris, I think they say in English and in Greek.
And well, I think we said in English from the Greek or something like that, yes.
Yeah, and he spent too much time alone. So, you know, he lives alone in that big palace and he's got enough time to think all kind of crazy things. And we know now that some of his top brass have been giving him wrong advice, and that's what's come over the weekend from some of the senior military analysts from Britain and the US, who are saying that Putin has been wrongly advised by his own military advisors. And I think he underestimated this. But, I mean, one just can't understand what led him to do this, because it was a failure from the beginning. And the fact that you're going to be sending so many human beings to go and and shoot people into submission, and you expect that after that you lead those territories that you've conquered. It was just something beyond comprehension, but he did it. But I think he did not expect the backlash from the Europeans and Americans in terms of sanctions. I mean, these are the sanctions that have never, ever imposed on any country, you know, or a group of people. And I think he underestimated that. He underestimated also the solidarity from the international community. We saw yesterday Volodymyr Zelensky addressing the Grammys as well. Those are the kind of things that I don't think he anticipated.
I was going to ask you about that. I think he definitely couldn't anticipate what I think media genius Zelensky has been. He has, and I'm not saying that it's a construct and that he asked for this, but he has really utilized the power of global media tremendously over this, hasn't he?
No, he has. And I think Putin underestimated that. He thought this was just going to be another Crimea where he went in, annexed, and everybody kept quiet. But the responses that the world gave towards this invasion was overwhelming. And I think obviously regrets now, because the economic costs of this are quite high, human costs very high, and it's an embarrassment for him. But more importantly, him and Sergei Lavrov are all now sidelined because of their actions against Ukraine. And I don't think they'll ever be accepted in the world community. And there's going to be an effort now to not only sideline them, but to take them to The Hague for crimes against humanity, because we know that there have been a lot of crimes that have been committed in various cities in Ukraine by the Russian forces under the command of Putin.
Yeah, it's just absolutely incredible to see how this has played out. I expect, given that, we're going to see a lot more, unfortunately, of these bodies displayed across our TV, because that obviously is also a very powerful tool that Ukraine has to show what Russia is doing.
Yeah, that's what we're starting to see now, the cost of war. And I think it also, again, implicates Putin and puts more pressure for other international bodies to act, particularly ICJ, to begin putting up a case against Putin for war crimes. But I think what's more likely to happen moving forward is that you're going to start now having voices coming up, not only from Russia, but around the world to oust Putin. We know that Roman Abramovich, who was surprisingly seen in Turkey, joining those negotiations, is one of those people who have started whispering on the sidelines for Putin to be replaced, because he is a liability for Russia and brand Russia and the people of Russia.
Absolutely fascinating. And we will certainly continue to keep a very, very close eye on the story.